first express my deep appreciation for Senator Coburn. I believe that is one of the most important speeches I've heard in the 12 years I've been in this Senate. And we're going to have a test. This body will be tested in the days to come, it appears, because some members who run the railroad are unhappy that one member of this Senate, the hardest working member of this Senate, one of the most intelligent members of this Senate, one of the most principled members of this Senate, has an odd view about legislation. Senator Coburn believes we ought to read it. And if there's something wrong with it before we pass it, we should try to fix it. And he believes that we're spending too much money. And we are. I would just note that according to the conservative way of figuring debt, last year our deficit was $177 billion. Already this year we've done a $150 billion stimulus package. We've done other things. The economy is slowing down. Our deficit this fiscal year, ending September 30th, is likely to be $450, maybe $500 billion. And if you figure it another way, it can be another $150 billion more. So isn't it good that we have a senator who will stand up here and fight to try to contain the recklessness that we have ongoing in this body? They would actually read legislation and spot the weaknesses, because I've watched him. I don't know how he possibly has the time to do all that he does. And it's for America. One of the oddest things about this body I have observed, and I've been one on occasion to hold legislation also and object to certain parts in it. Senator Coburn, I'm sure you've seen this. If you object to something because it adversely affects Oklahoma or Alabama or Tennessee, some special interest in your state, why, that's fine. That's quite acceptable. Every senator has to protect their own special interest in their states. That's why you're here. But if you actually protest a piece of legislation because it's bad policy, does not further America's legitimate national interest, dumps wealth and debt on our grandchildren, then that's ridiculous. What's the matter with you? You're just a crank. You're just trying to slow down the machine. You're stopping the train. I'm telling you, this is a big deal that's coming up. This body is famous for unlimited debate. What Senator Coburn is saying on a number of the pieces of legislation, they ask a question. Majority Leader, others ask questions frequently. And this is what we say. We say, we seek unanimous consent that this piece of legislation pass maybe 100, 200, 500 pages without an amendment, without any debate. We go straight to a vote and just pass it. How many members of this body actually read it? Very, very few, if any. Senator Coburn tries to read them. He tries to analyze them. He does the right thing that every senator should do. And if he sees something that needs to be debated or corrected, he objects, because he's not ready to consent. Isn't that fundamentally it? He's not prepared to consent because he thinks there's something bad for America in it. And he is one of the most principled people I know in committing to what's best for America, not just Oklahoma, but for America. So he tries to do this. And so the majority leader has gotten his back up, and he just wants all these bills to go through. And he doesn't want to have them brought up. And Senator Coburn has repeatedly improved pieces of legislation. I hope if we proceed with this debate, Senator Coburn, and I don't know if you possibly have time, but I'd like to see brought out on the floor of this Senate some of the corrections and improvements in hundreds of pieces of legislation that he has achieved by standing up and saying, I'm not going to consent until you fix this problem. You know it's bad. Go on and agree to it. And frequently they'll agree. And they'll say politics made us do it. We really didn't favor that anyway, Tom. But maybe, you know, if it's the only way we can pass it, we'll just do it and do the right thing. And so legislation has improved time and time and time again as a result of his work. I know with regard to this African AIDS piece of legislation, I met with a group from Africa, a grandmother whose daughter died from AIDS and who had her grandchild with her who had AIDS, and they objected to several different things in that bill. They said, we'd rather have no bill if you pass it the way it was originally written. Senator Coburn, Dr. Coburn, who understands this, put his foot down. He made them improve that bill before he would agree to have it come up for a vote or support it, which he did eventually. I'm just saying the good government crowd are being spun around, and many in the media are being spun around, that good government is on the side of those who don't like people who put holds on legislation. I would say it is crystal clear. Anybody that loves this country, who worries about reckless spending, who wants integrity in government, should be on the side of a senator who will stand up and read the legislation, is prepared to come to the floor and debate the problems in it that he sees and offer amendments to make them better. Now, that's what a senator ought to do. That's what this Senate should be. And it will be a dark, dark day. It will be a day of shame in this Senate if we cobble all these pieces of legislation and ram it through without any pieces, without any opportunity to amend it. And that's what the plan is, as I understand it. Just cobble up 56, 36 pieces of legislation that people have concerns about and just file for cloture, shut off debate, and pass them all. That is not good policy. It's a dark day for this Senate. I am so proud that I had the opportunity to be here and hear Senator Coburn's speech. He's doing the right thing for this country, and I'm proud of him, and I'll be supporting him, and I think a lot of others will too. Thank you, Mr. President.